Bodybuilding is dead. It's dead. That's what it seems like. That's what it sure seems like to me. Sure seems like whatever the game was, as beautiful as it was, the thing I fell in love with, the gym, lifting weights, but using your body as an art form, using the gym to clear your head, to get all the noise out, using your brain in the gym. It all seems like it's gone and in the past. Hello everyone, my name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. I'm making this video because I was gone for a long time. I was on my own journey. I was on my own journey away from the gym, I suppose, from greatness, and pursuing other things like trying to survive, like trying to live, like trying to figure out what in the hell was wrong with my brain. And while I was away and almost dying and self-harming and doing all of that and losing myself, I've made other videos on that, so whatever. Won't come back to it. But while I was away and getting fat and getting out of shape, the game changed a little bit, and before I exited stage left thinking that, you know, lifting was what it was and greatness was to be expected when you walked through the doors, and respect was earned instead of a birthright, I guess. I don't know. Before I left, shit seemed all right. But a lot has changed since then. A lot has changed in those 3 years. Those 2 to 3 years that I have remained quiet. But something's off. Something's not right. And I saw the murmurings. I saw the writing on the wall. I saw just how things changed, or just how things were changing in the gym world. And is part of the reason why I had to step away. Despite being one of the best damn trainers to ever do it. And I'm gonna take that because nobody was stepping to me, no. I'll give up this. There are guys out there that were PhDs, and you know, you got the Gary Breckas of the world, for example. When it came to layman, the guy that just showed up to the gym and got shit done and knew what he was talking about, I could give anybody a run for the money. And not just that, but I could look at them and fix their issues. And I know a lot of people that might have seen this are like, who the hell is this guy to say that bodybuilding is dead? For one, I'm going on a decade of lifting, and the whole thing started with my parents saying that I couldn't lift, that I wasn't allowed to. But I grew up watching WWE and playing football, and I became a wrestler and all of that. And I was like, I'm going down into the basement. We got 20-pound dumbbells in there. I'm going to start learning how to do this. And so I started doing body weight stuff. We had a set of 20-pound dumbbells, and we had a set of 10-pound dumbbells. And that's all I had to work with, and a treadmill. So I was down there doing push-ups. I was down there doing curls. I was looking up how to do kickbacks. I even went so far as, why is my stomach area fat? And I started doing those mom workouts, the muffin top melter, baby. So, I was just thinking about it today and how I'm going on a decade. Right about now is when I first stepped foot in the gym as a wee 14-year-old training for football. And I was it actually started off pretty poorly. The school I was at, they did squat, bench, deadlift on a trap bar, and then they did power cleans. And I had no idea how to do a power clean. And I thought I was way stronger than I was, so I'm like, I don't know, put a 45 on there, I guess. And that's kind of how lifting starts. When you're new to it, you're just like, I don't know, put about that much on it. We'll see if maybe I can do it for one, maybe I can do it for 50. I guess we'll find out together. And so I try to do my power clean. I can't get it up because I'm not strong and I have no idea how to do it right. And I set it down in a air squat position, a half air squat position. I set it down on my thighs and bruised the shit out of my thighs. And I come home and I got calluses all over my hands, and my parents are like, "We gotta do something about this. You can't have calluses. He's messing up his hands lifting." They didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know the game. And I don't blame them. But they made me get lifting gloves. So I was that dude. I was that dude. I was that rookie. 14 years old, skinny. Skinny. I was built more than my peers, but it was just that wrestling bod and that calisthenic body. I was skinny. I was a boy. And so I'm just in there with my lifting gloves and I'm lifting and all that. But I'm going on a decade now, and that's wild to think about. And so I think it's fitting that I finally address all the BS that is in the lifting world. Because I'm just getting sick and tired of it. And I'm not planning on speaking on it again. And I'm not going to argue with anybody. I'm not going to debate anybody. You can comment to your heart's delight. I'm not going to read that shit. Because I just know the truth. And when you know the truth, there's no debating it. And the truth is, it doesn't seem like anybody in here knows what the fuck they're talking about. It's wild. It's wild, and we got a lot to cover. We got a lot to cover, so I'm just gonna frickin' flow. But before I do, I gotta give out some credentials to myself. So one of the very first clients that I had as a trainer, I started training right out of high school. I was 19. Just got right to it. College wasn't working. I didn't like it. And so I was like, I'm gonna pursue a career in training. One of my first clients, I'm just gonna name a few. Actually, how many examples do you want before people listen? And maybe some people are listening, but this is for the people that are like, who the hell is this guy? Who the hell is this guy think he is? I go, I'm in the gym, I'm going hard, I'm using straps, which you shouldn't, but I'm using straps, we're going hard, I'm big, I'm sauce to the gills. You probably shouldn't do that, you don't need it. I got all these supplements, you don't need them, they're BS. I'm doing four sets, not enough. I'm lifting heavy. I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed, and it's for these people. It's like I got Eric Starkweather. One of my I would consider him one of my favorite clients, one of my best friends when I was a trainer. One of my best fucking friends. He was awesome. But this guy, this man, I'm gonna take a guess, just say like 50. He had a successful business and he had gray hairs and he was built but weathered. He had boats, so I'm just gonna guess right about 50 when you're just in the prime of your life. So right about 50, Eric, forgive me if you were way younger and you see this. But this man could not raise his arm past a 45-degree angle. Either side, both his shoulders were demolished. Absolutely crushed. His hips were horrible. He could not move them. But he loved lifting, and he would always go hard. And he was a tough nut to crack, according to that gym. But I guess he liked me, and he signed up. And maybe it's because I wasn't in it for the money. The owner at the time was like, "That's a great pickup." That's how she sounded, too. She smoked a lot. She was like, "That's a great pickup. He's really rich." I'm like, shit, I didn't even know. I just saw that he had a problem, and I helped him fix it. And yeah, so after a few months, just to let you know and keep this going, we got full range of motion. His doctors were telling him he wasn't going to bench again. Get out of here. I had him back benching in a matter of months. We got full range of motion on his arms. He couldn't move. And we got it back. Just with very basic, simple stuff. How about Daylene? Real quick, before we move on to Eric, we got him so right, you couldn't even hardly touch his shoulder before he would scream out in pain. We couldn't even get him to move, even his hips, when I was stretching out his hips. He would yelp in pain at first. We got this man so robust that he took a snowmobile and ran it into a snowplow. He got hit by a snowplow. And the doctor was like, "I don't know how the hell you didn't separate your shoulders. I don't know how you're even in one piece." And he was like, "I know a guy." And I got to give credit to God on that one, but I can accept a little bit of that because I was proud of myself and we got him right. I'm the type of dude to show up my very first client, very, very first client that I ever got to sign up. I met him. He had a day off. Apparently, he only could lift at midnight. And I was like, forget it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go 3 times a week midnight. I don't care. I want this bad. We got him right, too. He had wrist and shoulder issues. We got him right. How about Daylene? She was getting up there in years. She was a volleyball player. Tall lady. Past her prime, which I wouldn't say because it's rude, but it's necessary. When you get past your prime, when you get past your golden years of being like, you know, 18 to what, like 35 probably? Just based on experience. Your body stops healing. It can't heal. You can't get away with the BS that you're doing right now. You got to warm up. You got to do all this. You can't get away with an injury because once you're injured, that's it. And she was well past 35, that's for damn sure. But she wanted to play volleyball. And so we were getting her right for games. And she tore her ACL going too hard because she was that damn competitive. And she was like, "Ah, I don't know. We can't do this. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. The doctor's telling me I can't play volleyball anymore and all this." And I said, "Bullshit!" And we got her back on the court in a matter of months. How about Akira? Tiny little Asian dude. He signs up for training. In the year that we spent together, I got him looking like me! Actually, this shirt he geeked out on because I wore it one day and he was like, what is he? Whatever the Japanese is for. He just read the Japanese on it. And like geeked out. He was like, "Attack on Titan," or whatever the actual name is in Japanese. He yelled it. He was like, "Oh my god!" He got excited. We would go. I made it a goal that I'm gonna teach him stuff in the gym if he teaches me Japanese. And so we would go one day, Or he would teach me one word a day. And that's the level I took it to. And we got this motherfucker strong! It was incredible. My boss even was like, dude, what did you do to Akira? And I'm like, I just told him how to do it. He's the one that's working hard. And that's a secret that everybody seems to forget. Because how many of these people do you want, man? How about Connie? She was at least 70, 80. She fell down the stairs, broke her entire leg. She was squatting again. She had a wardrobe fall on her leg. And because she just had that spirit in her, and I was able to give her some direction, not only was she mobile again after the healing period, after a few months, but she was squatting again, full range of motion. And this is what I'm trying to drive home. How many of these do you want? For the sake of time, although I could go on forever, about even myself included, who has had two shoulder surgeries, and I still have full range of motion. My shoulders feel better than they ever were. Anybody that played football with me or wrestled with me, they can attest to the fact that I was a little bit worse for wear. I had 3-4 braces. I had an AC joint pad. I had a brace over here, a big-ass brace on my right. I was RoboCop in that bitch. But man, the game's changed, and I saw it start to change. I saw it start to change because no matter how much evidence I presented to somebody, no matter how precise I got with these people, it went from, oh, okay, that makes sense, to, yeah, but this TikTok, yeah, but this Instagram influencer who has a vendetta to sell me their product. These people, these people that need to sell, and they can say these things completely unchecked just to go viral. What about them? What do you have to say about them? And I'm like, one, they're not here. Two, look at them and look at me. Three, are they natty or not? Four, I'm not talking to them, I'm talking to you. They don't know you. I know you. I'm looking at you and what you have going on. And just to circle back so that way no freaking sub 200-pound dork is down there like, aren't you trying to go viral right now? Hell no, dude. Hell no. I'll admit it. I'm making a video on it. I don't have a product to sell you. I ain't got shit. I'm not trying to go viral. If I was, I would call somebody out, but I'm not going to. On purpose. I'm purposely not going to say a goddamn name. And if I was trying to go viral, I wouldn't be cussing so fucking much. So I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it honest because I can't take this shit anymore. It's crazy. It's crazy. Where do I even begin? I made a list a mile long of just points to cover, but I think I should just... Whatever. Look at your top guy. Pick one. Who's impressive? Who's impressive nowadays? This should be number one. Who the hell is impressive nowadays? Because I'm not impressed by a goddamn soul. People, not going to say names, but for example, there's a guy that has made it okay to cry, I guess. Just completely cry after you just won the top one because you were going through some hardship, maybe. Because you got injured in a sport. And it's not even, I wouldn't even consider this shit a sport. Can we just be honest? Why are we pretending? Who's impressive? Who's impressive nowadays? It's, if we're calling it a sport, the level of competition is insanely low. Insanely low. Compare it to other people. Compare it to other eras. We're on the decline right now with lifting. It's pitiful. Everybody looks exactly the damn same. Nobody's changing the game. It's pitiful. You take the top 10, all of them look exactly the same. It's just based off followers these days. And some people know that. Other people are like, how dare you? It's true. It's true, and this started years ago. There's an old clip. It's going to be hard to find, but it's Bradley Martin. Whatever. Not calling him out. I'm just saying that there's a video of him talking about why he doesn't compete way back when he first started. Way back when he taught me how to squat. Bradley Martin was saying how one of the first questions he asked when he was about to go into a competition was, how many followers you have? Oh, you can't. You're probably not going to win then. It's like, woo! So there's that. There's that aspect. It's like all these people look the same. You got deflated biceps up there. You got dudes winning with no calves. It's like, it's pitiful. You can't even do an ab vacuum. What are we doing? And just go find your favorite influencer. Your favorite fitness model. Your favorite whatever. They all look the damn same. They all look soft. There's no hard muscle. There's no strength there. You can tell. Just look at them. It's like, all my cuts. Yeah, that's a nice filter you got to help you out, kiddo. It's just insane. It's the level is, because like anybody can use the barrel distortion. If you don't know what that is, it's when you angle the camera at a certain way and you do all this. They don't know the, they know the tricks, and they're fooling you, man. They're fooling you. You don't need the tricks. It's all bullshit out there. They all look the damn same, doing the same poses, using the same filters. You just up the contrast, up the blackness, up the highlights. There you go, the exposure, I mean, whatever. Turn up the saturation a little. Bada boom, bada bing. You look kind of big. You look a little cut. It's all bullshit, I'm telling you. And what's cute, what's adorable is women just figured that out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to go there. Because dudes are looking, I guess being great is out of fashion for guys. And women have just discovered what 8th grade boys have been doing on Instagram forever. Oh my god, it's so fun to watch. It's so cute. Look at them go. With their birth control. Yeah, look at them go. They're finally big now. They got birth control and ovarian cysts to get their testosterone up. They don't know, but they don't care because they're fucking big. And they're ready to peg or whatever. Because these genders are flipping in the fucking gym. We got dudes wearing short shorts. And these squat girls are the ones wearing the pants in the gym. What are we talking about? It's, oh my god. It's pitiful, but I'm smiling. I'm smiling because it's so easy to be great. The bar is so low. The bar is so low. The bar is so low, and I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna show you how to do it. I'm gonna tell you. But I want to revel in this for a little bit, because I stepped away, and I came back, and this shit feels like Simba, man. In The Lion King, when he goes away, and the entire kingdom is in ruin. Because Scar took over. And that's right, I was that old king. I was Mufasa. 235 pounds of pure muscle. had abs. Didn't touch a goddamn supplement. I don't need it. I don't need it because I know. We got people out here blaming genetics.
They're like, oh, my genetics. My bicep is long. My bicep, my insertion points. I'm not that tall. I'm too tall. My arms are long. I can't bench. My legs, my femur is distalinked, and I'm in him.
You sound pitiful. You sound pitiful. Oh my God. The only thing that matters genetically is your mind when it comes to lifting. It ain't no sport. It's a science. It ain't. It's just a process, man. It's a process. It's not... The idea that this is on the level, on the same playing field at all of something like MMA or football or baseball or anything like that. It's like, no, dude. What are you talking about? There's no winner here. There's no winner here. Either you're doing the shit right or you're little. And that's the thing too, is that right now the smallest dogs are barking the loudest. Everybody that I know, the pattern that I picked up when I was living in the gym for 3 to 4 years, making my shit work, making those sales, grinding like a motherfucker, getting these people big, helping out people like Eric, Connie, Daleen, and Akira. And the list goes on and on and on. Is that the people that love to give advice, the people that couldn't wait to chime in, they could not wait to tell you what to do and to argue a point. Where the people under 200 pounds, or the people with, or the guys with big ass tits. It's like, get the fuck out of my face, bro. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, so these genders, man, they're fucking flipping in the gym. It's sad to watch. But I guarantee it's probably has something to do with a prescription that you're on, fellas. So check into that. That's all I'm going to say on that matter. What else do we got fucking here, man? Because everybody can pull out a study too, and that's the thing that's frustrating. That's the thing that's frustrating. This is what I realized. This is what I realized is everybody wants to go viral. That's the game. That's the brand now. Everybody wants to go viral instead of be actually right and lift up everyone around them in the lifting community. Nobody wants to be strong. They want to be fucking right. They want to get over on you with some bullshit study, and yeah, it's bullshit. You know why? Because a lot of studies won't even get published, so people won't even pursue the study. Only the studies that they want you to see will get published. They being the investors. So whoever would invest in the study. And I don't know enough to actually point to exactly who it is. So I'm just going to leave that there and say that I don't know and backtrack on that. So I don't know. But the studies and the point I was going to make on the studies. I don't know. Ignore. Forget I said that. And that's something that a lot of motherfuckers these days can't do either. Is say that I fucked up. I don't know. Try that. I don't know. Somebody asks you for advice. I don't know. You can say it. The world's not going to end. And you can still get better. In fact, that's a way to get better. It's a way to open the door to greatness, is to say you don't know and fucking figure out how to learn. Because these meatheads, they just want pride. They're so full of pride, and now it's on both fronts. Men and women. It's pitiful, man. But these studies, it's like, don't quote a study. Do not quote a study. Unless you can actually pull up the study, for one. And two, don't quote the study if you didn't read the fucking study. You just read the abstract. Some people don't even know how to find... They don't even know what an abstract is, talking about, this study told me this. Like, bitch, you read a headline. And now you're out here claiming to be a trainer because you paid $400 to bullshit on a test that certified you. And now you're out here hurting motherfuckers. Or you're that pud. You're that pud with a fucking beer gut in the gym talking to your girl saying that this is the only way to do it. Yeah, dude, I see you. I see all of you. You're that little fucking... Oh, that sub 200 boy that thinks he knows all. And that's why you're sub 200, is because you think you know all. You're not capable. You're not strong enough to say you don't know. Yeah, all of you. You're all going down. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But what tipped me off was to this study thing was a movement like pullovers. Dumbbell pullovers. Which one, apparently, nobody believes in. They're like, oh, it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. Yeah, it has a higher risk. Yeah, it does. But can you tell me why? I can tell you why. It's because when you're on the bench like this and you have the dumbbell, right? And you pull it back. It's like, oh, why is that a bad position? Anybody know? Anybody fucking know? Because all that pressure is going right on that AC joint. And if that AC joint gives, if that muscle that is in charge of the movement cannot handle your arm in that backwards position, if it can't handle the load, then it shoots into the joint. And the AC joint is two tiny bones connecting. I believe, or is it three? It's where your clavicle touches the, I don't know, like the shoulder socket? Is that what it is? See, I don't know. I don't know, and I can say that. But I know it's where the clavicle touches the shoulder joint. And that clavicle is barely touching. It's barely hanging on. And so I guess to give you guys a little bit of a lesson... Is that any force that your muscle can't handle, it then moves on to the ligaments and the joints, the structure itself. And any force that that can't handle, it goes snap, snap. So that's why the dumbbell pullover is safe if you do it smart. I had a dude, I can't believe this. I literally left the gym. I literally canceled my membership because of this. I had a guy, I was doing pullovers, and this dope comes up to me mid-workout. I'm not even done with the set yet. And he's like, did you learn that on TikTok? I don't know, did you just graduate from your fucking special ed course? I don't... Get the fuck out of my face, bro. And he tried to tell me about all this shit. And I just went point by point because I was furious. Normally I'd let it go. But I was furious that he did that to me. The disrespect that's in gyms nowadays is just... There's no code of ethics anymore. It's all gone. It's all gone. There used to be a thing where if somebody was in the zone, you don't talk to him. You don't give him advice. You don't talk to the bigger motherfucker and tell him what to do. Shit's changed, man. It's not the same, and for the worse. But these studies, man, because the pullover, the amount of people that think that that's a pec workout is... What? In what world? In what world? In what freaking world, man? In what world is that a pec workout? If we just think... I'm trying not... No, I'm not. Fuck it. Because I'm pissed. This has been building. Clearly. If you think about it... I'm going to tell you something. Your lats... are in charge... of pulling. Of pulling... not just pulling. Specifically, moving... your elbow, or your humerus bone, your elbow joint, though, moving it back and behind you. That's what it's in charge of. That's one of its functions. Another function is called adduction. And the way that I like to think about it, the memorization that I gave myself, what would it be? Like, not a mantra. Would it be a mantra? No. Moniker? Is it a moniker that helps you remember things? I'm pretty sure that sounds right. But again, say it with me, everybody. I don't know. You can say that. All you lifters out there. All you big, strong boys. You can say it. I don't know. You can admit it. It's fine. The world's not going to end. Your pride will not fall apart into shambles. In fact, you will be more free than you have ever felt. Your spirit will no longer be muscle bound. But the lat is in charge of adduction. And the little memorization tool that I used was adduction, ADD, adduction. You're adding the appendage to your body. The alternative, the opposite, is abduction. ABD, abduction, and it's to move away from your body, like an alien. It's abducted from your earth. Adduction, abduction. And so the pullover, when done correctly, is safe. You don't do too much so that your muscle can't handle it, and all the secondary muscles that pick up the load around it to support also can't handle it. And form is a thing in there too. You want to make sure that your elbows are in. Otherwise, when you're out here, all of the AC joint is taking that pressure. So if you bring it in, it becomes all muscle. Elbow out is all load on the AC joint. It's safe, for one. And two, it doesn't hit your pec! And I think what happened here, and this was the point I was going to make with studies, to tie it all together, is it does work your pectoralis minor and your serratus anterior, which I can't remember off the top of my head if they're the same muscle or not. But it's the little three things that if you look up actual good bodybuilders that... retain their size and their cut and not just focus on one dimension like a lot of the ones from today. The carbon copy ass motherfuckers that step on stage nowadays. It looks like three little fingers on the top of your ribs coming down from your armpit out of your lat. So it works your pectoralis minor and serratus anterior. Which, again, I can't remember if they are the same thing or not. Are they? Maybe, I don't know. But my guess as to what the hell happened with that is somebody just saw pectoralis minor and was like, oh, it works your pec. But they don't know the function of the pectoralis minor. Which is adduction of the arm as well. I'm fairly certain. And that's when I'm like, you're not, are we even trying anymore? It's something. And let's get into the supplement scam that has just taken everything by storm. You don't need supplements. I'm here to tell you right now, you do not need supplements. It's a lie. It's a farce. You don't need supplements at all. At all. They help. They can, potentially. I'm not actually convinced hardly at all these days. You do not need supplements. I'm going to say it again. You do not need supplements. Your body is impossibly adaptable. It doesn't even make sense how adaptable it is. And I saw this poor woman. This poor mom. I didn't have the heart to stop them or anything. It was horrible to watch. It was horrible to watch because I know. Her and her two boys, who clearly, they were all in on the modern lifting. And they're probably doing their best. And this is why I'm like, I don't talk shit about it normally. Because everybody's just trying to do their best. But it's just like, man, I gotta say something. I feel called to say something and just be real about it. Is these two kids, these two high schoolers, they were all in on the train. They did their research that was based off of bullshit research and were like, oh, I need the bum, whatever the fuck. They had all this different pre-workout, they had all these different amino acids, and they had all these different whatever's, they were loading up the energy drinks, and the mom was like, are you sure you need all of this? And when she was pressing back, I almost stepped in, but I felt, I don't know, it didn't feel right. I didn't think I could. I just didn't have the heart to do it. And then argue with these two kids, who probably would have. I don't know. Maybe they would have. I don't know. But I'm just sitting here and looking at what they have in the cart, and it's just supplement after supplement after supplement after supplement after supplement. And I'm like, first of all, you kids are like 14 to 18 age range. You don't need anything extra in your body. It has all it needs and then some. You do not need any of that. It's only going to have negative effects for you. It's only going to potentially make you lose your hair. It's only going to lead to higher blood pressures. It's only going to get shit out, potentially. You don't need any of that. You don't. And don't worry, I'm going to tell you why here in a second. But I'm just going in. I'm going in, and to people that you're going to see, it's, you don't need the supplements. They're just, it's a flat out lie that you need any of them. It's like, are you trying to be Mr. Olympia? It's like, yeah, I just want to better my health. Your health is probably, and longevity is probably better without the supplement and going more of the vitamin route. And even vitamins are still, like, the best vitamin companies, it's, you can still vary by a pretty significant margin on if you're actually getting 1,400 milligrams of omega-3s, or you're getting, like, 800, and it's a top-of-the-line brand, but they're allowed to waver in each capsule by that much of a percent. It's, man, or you don't know if you're getting 2,800 or double or whatever. Your body can handle whatever you throw at it. I promise you. Like, as long as it's fed. And my advice to anybody is go as long as you possibly can. You have to think of life like a race, especially fitness, man, especially your health. Go as long as you possibly can without adding anything extra, any outside substance, anything human-made, I guess. Is that a good way to put it? Go as long as you possibly can. Because it's like running a race. It's like running a race. You don't want to gas yourself. You don't want your body to become reliant on the shit. The bullshit. And a lot of the shit isn't even approved. It hasn't even been tested. Or is just completely taken at face value. And if you did a little bit digging and got through all the marketing BS, then you would find that it could potentially make you lose your hair. That thing you've been drinking to make you quote and quote healthy has been ruining your heart and ruining your hair and things like that. It's like when I found out that branch chain amino acids, most of them, if it doesn't have sunflower specifically listed on the ingredients, it's going to use animal hair to get that branch chain amino acid. You can look it up. This isn't like you don't even need it, because the food that you take in, you're gonna get enough, and your body is adaptable enough to convert and make up the difference. We're being upsold on these supplements. You don't need them. It's like, Anakin, what do you take? I'm sure you take something. Well, I'll take these. I'll take these energy drinks, which I hate, and the only reason that I do, I used to make my own at home just to get the caffeine. I used to just go straight up fruit, whatever kind of juice, and the caffeine. If I really wanted to get excited, and I'll admit it to you, unlike some of these holier-than-thou fucks that are just constantly lying to everybody, I would put pre-workout, and C-Bums tasted wonderful. And if I really wanted to, like, we were working overtime days, I'd be like, let's go! I'll take the hit on my health. But at least I knew what I was doing. And I guess that's the thing that drives me freaking insane, is people don't know what they're doing, because the marketing, if they told you what they were doing, what these things actually did to you, then they would not sell as many. You don't need these supplements, I'm telling you. Ugh, man. But I only take creatine, and it's only when I remember. That's all I take. Everything else is entirely food. You don't need it. You don't need it. It's that they've said it since day one, let food be thy healer. We've known. This isn't completely outlandish things to say. You've just been trained. Wake up, baby. Come on. And, like, man, I'm just going to run through these last few points real quick, because I do want to get to the aspect of what you can do, because I'm going to give you direction after these, because it's very simple. It's very simple, and I just feel an obligation to start spreading the word. I can't just sit idly by anymore and just watch these people fucking injure themselves or develop these heart issues. I say as I'm holding an energy drink. Oh, man. But just slowly, potentially just ruin their hormones and everything and just waste their time. Because there's all these people, what it comes down to is everybody's just trying their best. They're all just trying to be their best. And I can't just sit back and let it go on. And the reason I haven't said something sooner is because it's such a toxic environment, the lifting and bodybuilding community. It's terrible. And I don't mean that as the white girl toxic who's fake depressed because she's stuck on her phone all the goddamn time and scrolling and comparing her body, which is probably fine as fuck, and she's probably cute as shit and gorgeous and would make somebody very happy, but because she's too addicted to her phone, can't put it down and is depressed and thinks she is. But all it is, you know, the hormone blockers that are not hormone blockers, but the birth control and bullshit that they have her on. Messing with her mind, making her sad. And you got all these prescriptions that, yes, they affect hormones. Your prescriptions affect your hormones. Force your doctor to talk about it, or literally your prescription is probably killing your gains, to put it simply, and probably killing your chances of happiness, because your hormones directly affect your mood, your drive, your ambition. It's insane. And that's why, that's again why I'm saying, you know, go as long as you possibly can. I didn't finish that race analogy. Go as long as you possibly can without ingesting things that aren't natural. And then supplement when you need it. You don't need it. And make that decision. Know that you don't need the supplements to be great. You don't need them. Make that decision later on. And I'm not speaking for like the top tier athletes. Like NFL, like UFC, like NHL, like MLB, like that level. Like top. Or like people that actually might want to change some shit in the bodybuilding community and not be a fucking carbon copy and not need to post with a filter, everything filtered to shit, and think that we can't tell that they're doing the same goddamn poses as everybody else. You're a carbon copy. You're a fake. You're a fraud. People like that. But you don't need them. And if you're I'm not speaking to them. I'm talking to just the average person that wants to try and be incredible and push themselves as far as they can. It's a long game. It's the long game. Play the long game. You don't want to sacrifice your time with your children in the future over some fucking bullshit supplement that you did, over some bullshit lifting technique that somebody taught you, over all of this, all of that. You don't want to sacrifice 70 years off of your fucking life because you can't move well at 30 because you believed the hype that your squat form, for example, the toes out, is because,
oh, your body's not meant to go in and have the...
Your body's not supposed to do the anatomical position? Is that what you're telling me? Because that's bullshit. It's bullshit. That's bullshit. That thing... Just... All that thing, it just seems like lifting has gone from, we lift because it's hard, we work out because it's hard, we do this workout because it's fucking hard, to, we're gonna avoid that because it's hard. We're gonna squat with our toes pointed way outwards and only go like a quarter rep, a half rep, because it's hard to go all the way down and get the full range of motion. But what they don't realize is that when you go toes pointed in, the reason it's uncomfortable is because you're incredibly tight. It's not because your body is deformed and your femur is way too long to be able to actually squat with your toes pointed forward. No, it's bullshit. You would know if you were fucking deformed. You would know. You would be walking with a limp and all over there. You'd be a hunchback or something. Which also can be fixed. Which is just... whatever. Not what people believe anymore, I guess. The squat thing. I'll just help you out here. If you squat, do an air squat with your toes pointed forward. Toes pointed forward, right? One of two things is going to happen if you have a muscular imbalance in your legs or Yeah, I'll just say a muscular imbalance for now. Either you are going to lean forward and you are not going to be able to go ass to grass or full range of motion. If people don't, I've been out of the game so long, I don't know if people even say ass to grass anymore. If you go full range of motion, you drop all the way down, full depth squat. Not a half squat, not a box squat, a full depth squat. If you try that with no weight, toes pointed forward, one of two things is going to happen. You're going to either lean forward halfway down all the way so that your chest moves towards your knees and you're not going to be able to squat all the way. Or you're going to keep your chest up like you're supposed to and you're going to fall backwards. You're going to fall. You're going to stumble backwards. And what that means, and I'm going to, this is a perfect transition because I think I'm done bitching. I could bitch on for another hour, but I think I'm good on bitching. And I'm going to tell you how now. How to start spotting these things. And you'll see. If you fall forward, that tells me that you're quad dominant and that your hip flexors are probably tight, you probably have hip pain, and you probably have ankle stiffness or some kind of ankle pain. You probably have lower back pain. Usually those are common things. Knee issues also. So it tells me that you're quad dominant, especially if you are more, if you're way more comfortable than not when your toes are pointed out. That's a big sign. That's a big sign that your quads are way too strong in comparison to your hamstrings and your glutes, sometimes glutes, lower glutes. Is that the maximus? I believe so. Your glutes get weird because they're like overlapped and then the medius is deep to the gluteus maximus and it's also up a little bit higher and runs into your lower lumbar muscles. And so it's complicated. But normally those are the common things. It's like you probably have knee pain. If you just do a normal squat, toes pointed forward without weights, and your chest goes forward, I just learned a lot about you, about your lower half, just looking at that. And then vice versa. So like your chest goes forward, your calves could potentially be very tight, very stiff, stiff ankles. Your quads are probably tight. They probably are strong in comparison to every other part of your thigh and glutes. And then your hip flexors are probably super tight. And you probably get a lot of lower back stiffness if you do that. And then if you fall backwards when you do that type of squat, then that tells me that you're incredibly hamstring dominant and glute dominant on that squat. Which can, again, typically lead to knee issues and lower back issues. More often than not, the lower back issues will happen, but still, that's kind of how, would it be the lower knee? Yeah, I'll just say the lower knee. I'm not going to speak on that because I don't know for sure, but again, that can cause some knee issues. If I get it right, I'm not fully confident in this, but normally I feel like it would be your like meniscus type thing if you have tight hamstrings, but don't quote me on that one. But you see what I'm saying? And you can do the same thing. I almost guarantee you that if you have shoulder issues, especially on bench, if you're benching and you're doing a lot of chest movements and all of that, and you get this shoulder thing deep to your or under your scapula, then, or if you get neck pain frequently, you get headaches, go ahead and turn to the side and take a picture fully relaxed. You have to relax. Be honest with yourself. I almost guarantee you that if you took a line going straight down from your earlobe, the front of your shoulder would be well out in front of that line. And so if you do one movement, you can fix that by stretching out your chest. All you have to do is keep your elbow pointed straight down and try and get that arm using a doorway or something behind you. You can do that shit right now. Try it right now. If you have those shoulder issues, try that right now, and I guarantee you it's going to hurt like a motherfucker. It's going to feel like your pec is tearing right off your fucking bone. So if you get lots of headaches, your shoulders are always bothering you, especially on bench. That's why. And so I'm going to teach you guys how to do this. There's a couple points there. I would recommend everybody, fucking everybody, every goddamn last one of you, if you really want to take your shit to the next level, know your shit. Go through all the skeletal muscles. This is exactly what I did. Coming straight out of high school, this is how I designed everything coming out of high school. So for, what, 5 years now? Half of my lifting career? You got to learn your fundamentals, man. The very basics. And build off of that. It's like you don't want... A house on the beach is great. But if it's on top of sand, it's going to get blown the fuck over the first time that sea wind blows. The first wave that rolls in is going to fuck you up. You want a solid base, bitch. You could have a normal house in the desert. Or you could have a fucking great pyramid. And I'm trying to be big as fuck. And that's the biggest motherfucking thing. And that thing is robust as shit. So I'm trying to be like that. And what did they do? They had a solid foundation. Even though they were on sand. They said, fuck that shit. So yeah, get that foundation. And here's how. You go through every single skeletal muscle and memorize its function. All the functions. Use your flashcards. Take some time. I promise you. I promise you. It'll probably take like a week. Maybe a month. It doesn't matter how long it fucking takes. I promise you. I guarantee you that that is going to change everything. That'll change everything about your workouts. If you can learn the skeletal muscle, all the skeletal muscles in your body and their function, you get to see right through the bullshit. You can tell immediately if somebody's bullshitting you. And the way that you can apply that, the next step, is once you do that, add weight. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. The next step to that is you can design your programs now. You can design programs effectively and be fully confident in it. You don't have to deal with all those insecurities, because I was that dude. I was that motherfucker early on. I was that dude that was like, I would get pissed if somebody questioned my programs and the advice that I would give them, because I was insecure. I didn't know for sure if that was the right thing. But once you know the exact function of every single muscle, you know for a fact, because humans aren't going to change. They're not going to vary from one to one. So you can just know for a fact. You can just know for a fact that you're right and he's wrong. That you're right and she's wrong. And so what you do is you apply that knowledge. Once you have that knowledge, you apply it. So let's take our bicep, for example, because you can see it on the camera and it's simple. Everybody knows your bicep. function of the bicep. It has the rotation motion to rotate that radius and ulna and turn it along with your forearms. We're not going to focus on that for now, because there's a thousand different ways to kind of utilize that. But we're going to focus on the other motion, which is bringing your forearm, is taking the part that it's connected to, the radius and the ulna, the two forearm, almost like a wishbone type thing that they got going on, that little, whatever it does, that little hole, you get, whatever. The two bones in your wrist, and bringing it closer, this is important, bringing it closer to your shoulder. It's bringing it closer to your wrist, closer to your shoulder. It's nothing else. It's not doing anything else. Your bicep is bringing, or your biceps, is bringing it up to your shoulder. And so we can use that. And this is how you design the programs. And I won't go on example by example. I'm going to force you to apply it yourself and use that beautiful brain of yours. Because it is. It's a lot more capable than you give it credit for. I promise you. I promise you, you can use it more. Don't just take shit online at face fucking value. I'm about to piss off. There's going to be, I hope this would be perfect, is to have people see this and then fire their trainer because they realize that guy's just a perv that's been making you do squats for no goddamn reason besides to check out your ass. So that would be perfect. I've seen so many of those motherfuckers. Jeremy. God damn it, Jeremy. What the fuck? I know what you were doing. Bitch, she was 17 and you had her doing stiff leg deadlifts and you were checking her form from the back. Bro, I fucking know you, you fucking pedophile. Get the fuck out of here, dude. God damn, some creepy ass shit happens in the gym, but you can sort through the bullshit if you know your shit. And so if we take that function and you add weight to that function, to said function of the muscle, all of a sudden you have a lift. And what does that become? It becomes a bicep curl. Now, the part two to that is, if you take that function, that muscle contracting, the function of that muscle is to bring that wrist up and touch it to your shoulder. If you do the opposite of that muscle or of that function, it becomes a stretch. And that's it. That is the end all be all of fucking lifting. Everything else is just noise. That is what you hone in on. And from there, you can branch the fuck out. You can know exactly what you're doing. So just learn the muscle. The other thing I want to touch on is fucking machines. Because machines, I think, are deflating everybody. And I've heard the argument and I know they're bullshit. The argument is,
oh, but I can isolate the muscle a little bit more. I can do this, or maybe it's somebody that's, I could do this, and I can isolate the muscle, and you're
fucking stupid. I hate to break it to you, but you're wrong. Because what you're missing out on, and the reason that everybody looks so damn deflated, everybody's a carbon copy. The ancients, the wisdom of the ancients of 1980. Bodybuilding. Up until Ronnie Coleman. What did they know? What made them different? You get guys like CT, which kids don't even know who CT motherfucking Fletcher is anymore, and that's a goddamn pity. I saw a fake wannabe trainer quote a TikTok of somebody doing CT's workout and not give CT credit, and gave credit to some fucking permed up white boy. It's like, bitch, I know where you got that workout from. You fucking idiot. But all right, don't give him respect. God damn, it's so sad. But everything, no, avoid machines as much as possible. Now, you'll catch me in the gym. I will use a machine occasionally, and I'm actually revising my stuff to try and get rid of it. But for example, I'm 250 pounds. I'm trying to do high volume. I'm doing a machine pull down instead of a pull up. Let's keep it honest. Let's keep it real. I am not doing no motherfucking pull ups, okay? I am not fucking doing that shit. Hell no. I am not doing that. I am not moving my big ass that many times. So there's that. So pick your battles. And then I will go back to my pullover analogy. After weighing the options, I have changed that to rope abduction, adduction, which is the same movement. You get on your knees, you have the rope, and you yank it down towards your hips. And the reason for that is because I thought about it, and the risk to reward on pullovers, to me, is not worth it. But because I know the functions of the muscles, I know the basics, I am able to make that decision, and I don't have to guess, and I don't have to go and watch some people that are filtered to high hell and make a decision based on two different feeds, and then a bunch of fucking idiots that are running around in the gym that are sub 200 pounds and try and fucking piece it together. I know this. I know exactly what I'm doing. I have full confidence. So avoid the machines, and here's why. Because when you're on a machine, if you cannot stabilize that weight, then you can still lift it. But if you are on a free weight, let's say a dumbbell, you're doing incline bench. We'll just go straight bench, flat dumbbell bench versus a machine press. If I am doing so much weight that I can't stabilize it, that the muscles that are holding my shoulders in place while my pecs are pushing and my triceps are assisting in pushing, my forearms are engaged, my rear delts and my rhomboids and my traps and my lats a little bit, well, a lot of it, I actively think about engaging them, but if all of these secondary muscles of that lift that are used to stabilize the dumbbells, if they can't handle it, those motherfuckers are falling, hopefully away, but potentially on my head. But if you are on a machine, that weight is going the fuck up, no matter what. It doesn't matter. And so what happens, and the reason that everybody's looking flat and everybody's looking like a carbon copy, and you don't get people like Ronnie anymore, you don't get people like CT anymore, you don't get the... I can't speak on Phil Heath, I was going to talk about him, but the reason you don't get that, and you get... I promised I wouldn't name names, but God damn it, there is a big-ass white boy with long hair and a lot of zits about my age that... Oh man, that I am not impressed by, but everybody just loves to suck his meat. You're leaving a lot of muscle on the table, a lot of hard muscle, a lot of size, because you're choosing to use machines and it's making you flat, and you don't have that base. You don't have those tiny serratus anterior muscles to fucking flare out because they weren't forced to stabilize. And so you got to think about that. Avoid the machines. Avoid the machines as much as you possibly can. It's like, how do I isolate? Form. Form. And the idea is lift with perfect form. Stop your ego lifting. Quit trying to go viral and just lift what you're supposed to. Lift your weight. Progressive overload is this thing where once the weight becomes easy, you add a little bit more. All of a sudden it's hard, you're building muscle again. Towards the end, that form isn't so great, which I'll get to in a second. It's fine. As long as you're not dangerous with it. But progressive overload, it gets easy again. You handle the weight, you can do it. You were shooting for 8 reps. You got 10, you bump it up 5 pounds. All of a sudden, you can't even hit 6 of them at the end of your sets. And then you bump it up 5 pounds, and you just keep going, you keep adding. God damn, this is a fucking masterclass in this bitch. I'm giving away the secrets when in reality there was no secret besides dedication, hard work, and learning your shit. Just know the basics, man. It's not hard. It's not hard, but it's hard to find, especially these days with all the noise. But the idea is, again, if we're using that bench analogy, the reason that that's going to work every fucking time is you can isolate your chest. You can isolate the fuck out of your chest if you keep those elbows in, wrists perfectly straight. You don't want to let them go back. Hell no. That fucks up the whole goddamn thing. It puts a lot of strain on your wrists. You can't stabilize as much. You can't push as much. And it translates the bone structure. The force runs through that bone structure instead of the muscle when you let it go backwards. And what that does is all that weight goes through those wrists. It fucks up your wrist down to your radius and ulna into your elbow joint. If that can't handle that, it's going to go up into your shoulder through the humerus. So these are the things, man. You want to keep it nice and straight. You'll feel that difference in your chest just by that little adjustment. Push through the pad on your thumb. And you isolate. You isolate with form. And then towards the end of your sets, that's when the form starts to break down. And that's really when you want to try and keep that form. Because then your chest is fried. It's still going to work. But your chest is fucked up. It's screaming for help. It's begging you for mercy. And help comes in the form of those secondary muscles. And this is what these people don't realize right now. These kids. Sometimes it's hard for me to not sound like a fucking old ass man. But kids today, man, they don't know. They don't know because we just don't know. I say the old man thing is because I'm their age. I'm their age, but it's killing me. But yeah, like the stabilization, you miss out on forcing all these secondary muscles and these base layer tiny muscles all around your body. In your knees that you don't think about, in the sides of your legs, the inner sides of your legs, the serratus anterior, the deep muscles to your major muscles, the ones under your bicep, all the little forearm muscles that run up into your elbow and on either side of your forearm that you don't think about, those little rhomboids and everything, they don't get worked on a machine. But once you start stacking up, day after day, week after week, year after fucking year, you can look at the difference in size. You can get a motherfucker like me who's been doing free weights since he fucking started the shit and never bought the bullshit on the machines. You get the Ronnie Colemans, the Arnold Schwarzeneggers, those big motherfuckers who were just hard. They were hard muscles. And then compare them to those sub 200. They've only ever used machines.
They don't know what's going on because the data and the whatever, the analytics.
Shut up. That's what you can see the difference. You can literally see the difference. Because it's almost like it's exponential. Year by year, you are building those secondary muscles along with the major muscles on your skeletal muscles. And you're also, with free weights, building your tendons Everything's getting fucking thicker and bigger compared to somebody who's on a machine that's just on the little kiddie ride at the roller coaster amusement park on a track. No threat of falling off. They're losing every year. And you go a little bit further, and then a little bit further, and a little bit further. And all of a sudden, they're fucking looking at you like, dude, you're... how? And you don't take supplements, you don't take this, you don't do that. It's... motherfucker, I've just been doing it. I've just been working. And that's the name of the game, man. That's what it seems like we've forgotten. Is that it comes down to work, man. It comes down to fucking work. What am I missing here? What am I missing here? The other thing is, get off of your phone, man. Get off of your phone, I'm telling you. Get off of your fucking phone. I'm about to give you another tip here. It's shown, and this is according to the American Council on Exercise, I'd imagine NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine, if I remember it correctly, back in 2020 when I got my certification, 2019, 2020, when I got my certification, and then renewed it in 2022, it would have been, because they do 2 years. So those are my sources. There you go. 45 seconds in both. I know males for sure. 45 seconds is shown. A 45 second rest in between sets is shown to boost testosterone and human growth hormone, which are both essential for building muscle, big muscle. Testosterone also is good for women. So before you think that you're going to grow a beard or anything or get too bulky, don't worry. Your levels are much lower than guys, so you can't become a guy. Although, I already spoke my piece on the things like birth control, which are fucking up a lot of people, and the medications that a lot of people are on. So, but get off of your phone. Get off of your fucking phone in between sets. Set a timer. You'll think that you're doing 45 seconds. You're not. It goes by like that. It's in a flash. So 45 seconds to a minute is what you want if you're looking for like bodybuilding size, maximum hypertrophy. And then, if you're going for strength, go 2 to 3 minutes rest in between sets. And these are the basics, people. And I told you, I promised you that I would fill you in. I feel like I'm missing one more important thing, but I can't remember. Damn it. Let me look at this. Oh, yeah. This thing that's going around, this is the last thing, and then I'll wrap up. It has come to my attention that junk volume is a thing that is being tossed around. What? I'm sorry, what? Junk volume, you say? I literally missed out on this fine-ass woman. She was fine as fuck. She was fine as fuck. Squat girl, big. Not like fat big, but muscle big. She was... listen, ideally... I honestly go with more personality type thing. But god damn it, I'd be lying if I said I didn't prefer the robust bitches, man. And she was strong. That's a warrior woman, and I fuck with that, man. That's a good time. That's a good time. I love a warrior woman. Fuck. One that I don't have... If we get into an altercation, if it's me and her versus another couple, I don't have to protect that bitch. Hell no. If anything, I have to hope that I get a lick in on those both those motherfuckers. That's the type of woman I like. God damn it. Oh my God. Anyway. But I missed out on her because she tried to lecture me on junk volume. And I'm like, in what world? In what world? In what world is... So for people that don't know, there's this thing going around, this idea that you're better off doing less in the gym for results than doing more. It's like most people, you don't actually need to go more than 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? And I had other people talk to me. Shout out to Addison. That's my boy. I'm not throwing shade at you or anything. You know I love you, man. And we talked about it. But God damn. This is the most retarded shit I have ever heard in my fucking life, man. What are we doing? All right, yeah. You don't have to. It's junk volume. Yeah, okay, so I'll concede that you don't have to go. You don't have to do more than 3 sets in the gym or 4 sets in the gym, and you don't have to go more than 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Unless you want to be great. I want to be great. So fuck your junk volume. I don't know where the hell that came out of, but more power to you if you want to be a little pud bitch ass motherfucker. But I'm trying to go down as, like Tupac said, I want to be a living legend when I die. What the fuck are we talking about? So yeah, fuck that junk volume. More. I'm telling you, more. What I do, what I love, and I've been doing this for years, I fucking love it. It's based off of Arnold's Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding. Way back in the day. That was the fucking Bible of lifting way back. 20 years, 30 years before I was even fucking born. But way back in the day, and it was loosely modeled off of that. I go 12 reps. I do 6 sets on everything. Supersetting. It's 2.5-3 hours of supersetting on every single lift that I do. Every single day that I do. And it's a set of 12. A set of 12. A set of 10. A set of 10. And then a set of 8. And a set of 8. 45 second rest if I'm not supersetting in between those. If I am supersetting, I'm doing opposite muscles. So chest and back. On arm day, I'm doing curls and then pushdowns, for example. Opposite muscles. And you know it because you studied the anatomy diagram. You know the functions of the muscles, so you know how to do that. And while one is working, the other side is waiting. It's kind of like a hockey lineup where you get different line changes. Or a tag team match. We just watched the Royal Rumble. Me and my boy... Pinkham, it was fun as fuck. We got so hyped. Yeet! Uso won. I wanted John Cena to win, but such is life. But yeah, man, that's all I got for you. I went long, but I feel better saying all of that. And so don't, seriously, just, honestly, I gave you the advice on what to do and everything, and I spoke my piece. I'm not trying to debate this with anybody. I don't want to say it again. Because I don't like doing that. I don't like spreading fucking bullshit. I don't like arguing. I don't got enough of that in my life already. I put that behind me. But closing thought is use your brain, man. Just use your brain. The thing about it is you know. Even down to diet. What I notice with training, lifting, and nutrition both, it's like, if you talk to anybody, they're like, I just don't know what to do. I can't do this. I just can't seem to lose this weight. The thing about it is that you know. You know. Use your brain. You inherently know. You don't need these people online to tell you what to do. You don't need these people to tell you. You don't need that supplement. You know you don't need it. You have to be sold on it. It's like, what I noticed, the pattern I noticed with people, and again, I'll throw Addison under the bus. I love you, man, but I think he's okay if I shared this, but he asked me about a cut. He asked me about advice for a cut. He was trying to cut a little bit. He got a little tubby. He has himself a nice little lady. You know how it is. You get comfortable with the missus, and you go through some times, and all of a sudden you see that you got a little something down there. And I've been there. I put on 90 fucking pounds, or I put on 60 pounds in the depth of my depressions, and cut all of last year, and now I'm back down to 245 to 250 range, and I'm looking for that 235 this year by summer. Yeah, you can see it a little bit. You can see a little bit of my tuft there. But just to use Addison as an example, he was like, man, I don't know what to eat food-wise. And I knew, just because I had experience in this, I kind of baited him a little bit. And I was like, all right, so what are you eating? And I knew what was going to happen. And so he gives me this whole thing. He's like, man, I'm eating eggs, and I'm eating meat and rice, and I'm eating fish, and blah, 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 and I'm doing this. And then I come home, and I eat whatever my mom makes for dinner, but not too much. And then I dropped the bomb on him, and I hit him with the haymaker, and I was like, all right, so what are you actually eating? And he was like, man, oh, man, you got me. I'm fucking drinking, and I'm running through Taco Bell, and I'm going through this and that. And I was just like, man, you see, you know. And that's, I've seen that time and time and time and time and time again, that you go, yeah, somebody, it's like, I can't lose weight. All right, what are you eating? And they will list a perfect diet, because they know what they're supposed to be doing. And then you go, all right, you find out what they're actually in. They're eating fucking pizzas, and they're drinking pop all day, and all of this. And same deal with the lifting. It's like, you know that that machine is easier. You know that you should be doing the hard thing. You know that you should work out at least 30 minutes a day, or like 90 minutes a week, or whatever the fuck the standard is, the new standard is. It's like, you know that you should just be active. And it's not life or death. It's not life and death if you base your whole thing off of some bullshit that an influencer told you. And it's not life and death if you choose to take my avenue. Because there's 1,000 different ways to skin a cat, as the saying goes. It works, clearly. Clearly, you can get big as fuck using machines. And you can get big as fuck off of machines. You can get big as fuck using perfect uptight form. You can get big as fuck going powerlifting strat. You can get big as fuck with calisthenics. But that's the thing, is just use your goddamn brain. Use your goddamn brain. Think it out logically. It's like, does this lift make sense? And if you do what I told you, just learn the basic functions of all the muscles. That's like you're better than almost every single trainer that I've ever met. And I met a lot. I met a lot of motherfuckers that were full of shit. And you're better than a lot of the quote, or the allegedly big people who are actually little when you meet them in person. they ain't got shit going on in their arms. They ain't even close to 20 inches. But yeah, just use your brain, man. You know how to do it. But yeah, I'll get off my soapbox now. And yeah. Thank you everybody so much for listening. My name is Anakin Meeker, and I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye!